The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank, where our business experts get to know you, not just your business. Find out more at ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, this year marks the 65th anniversary of John Ford's classic film, The Quiet Man. Filmed at locations in Cong, County Mayo, near Ashford Castle and Galway, the film marked the beginning of Hollywood's love affair with Irish scenery, something that has popped up again in the form of Skellig Michael in the trailer for the latest installment of Star Wars. Liam Geraghty has been taking a look at the effects of Hollywood's bright lights on our Indigenous film and TV industry.
I was lucky enough to get out and see Skellig Michael. They had already filmed there.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
The breathtaking shots of Skellig Michael in the new Star Wars trailer will be enough to keep the Irish tourism industry happy, but for the Irish film industry, it also heralds good news.
Star Wars and a couple of other projects that have happened recently since 2015, since we introduced a revision to our tax incentive, have actually been the catalyst.
That's John Gleeson, a partner at accounting firm Grant Thornton.
We're right on the pivot of the turning point for the industry.
He heads up the media team, managing a large amount of Ireland's film and TV tax credit applications.
Hollywood is looking to Ireland as effectively an alternative to the UK, which is by far the most attractive base outside of Hollywood for film and TV production.
Well, you tell them that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon for good.
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
I used to be.
The opportunity for Ireland is that the UK has been such a massive success that there's an overflow of work that Ireland can participate and bid for. The studio space in the UK is completely tapped out for at least 10 years. So Hollywood is looking for an alternative. We sit right beside the UK. We're English speaking. We've got a good reputation for film and TV production already. The opportunity is great for us if we can get all of our ducks in a row in terms of what we need to do.
I'd like to thank our director, Lenny Abrahamson, who is absolutely incredible. Emma Donoghue, who created this world. Jacob Tron.
Brie Larson, after winning Best Actress for Room at the Oscars last year. The film was made by Element Pictures, the Irish company co-founded by Andrew Lau.
As a director's career develops, they get more power and they have the ability to determine where films shoot in the future. You know, we will reap those benefits in the future as directors that are coming through film board funded short schemes at the moment come back in 5-10 years' time as established talent with money from Hollywood to make their big budget films.
But it's not just the film industry that's in pretty good shape. Andrew says TV is also getting a look in.
We've done a very good job of positioning ourselves for international television drama. We also feel it's important to keep the focus on Indigenous talent and the development of Indigenous talent, because ultimately that's the long-term benefit to the country here.
Ashford Studios in Wicklow has been home to History's Vikings TV series for over 5 years now. They're currently in the middle of filming their sixth season.
Rolling.
Ready, take two, I'm bored.
Hi, I'm Stephen Daly. I own Brainstorm Productions, a small production company that works with History Channel on Vikings.
This was going to be the most exciting voyage of our lives. To go west.
I was even speaking to some of the crew a few weeks ago when I was on the job down there, and they were just saying, like, it's regular work for them, which is kind of hard to say in this industry. Like, you always take it kind of day to day, week to week if you're lucky. But some of these guys, they know that they've gotten a lot from the show and their employers and their heads of department, and they always try and get back to it if they can. You know, they might go off on a different job elsewhere, which might only be a few days or a week or 2 weeks, but when they can, they'll always try and come back, and they'll always give priority to the people that give them this regular work. And it's great to see.
There's still 1 month's waiting to do for the new Star Wars film, but it seems like its place in the Irish film and TV industry has already been cemented.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Liam Garrity reporting there.